When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to another episode of GTR Retro. This is your host, Danny Pena. First of all, thanks everyone for listening to our podcast and support. So two things I have here for this episode right here. One, I found this audio that I released over a decade ago. And this one is dedicated to all fan mail listeners that have been sending us emails, voicemails, feedback on SpeakPipe, on through our hotline. We have a bunch of people just calling in, telling us like their name, the location. There's people from around the world calling in. And I'm going to use that to put it here to say thank you to everybody that have been supporting Gamertag Radio now for like the past two decades, man. So it's really, really cool. You're going to get to hear people from everywhere. And look, let me know if your voice is there, if you're part of this audio that I recorded this over 10 years ago. So let me know your thoughts. Also, on this episode, there is an audio that I just found. I think it was really, really interesting to have that conversation. That is from episode 408. That was released back October 26, 2013. And the conversation is about 720p versus 1080p. Wow, those days before 4K. Wow. Great, great conversation. And this one, I talked everything about the whole industry drama, everything. And also talked about a couple other things, Forza 5, Rise Son of Rome, and also Dead Rising 3 install size revealed, also fan mail, and much, much more. This was episode 408, came out back in 2013. All right, everyone, so enjoy this episode of GTR Retro. Please let me know if there's any other episode that you would like for me to add in there. Please let me know. I will search for it. I'm planning to look for episodes that you probably have never even heard before that was released only for app users that came out during that time. I'm going to look around. I know we have stuff for like The Balcony, the Paris old show. We have like exclusive content that was only for the app users too, like debates and all everything. So I'm planning to release that in the future too. But right now, let's go with our voicemail. Thank you to all the fans worldwide for fan mail, and also episode 408, a resolution to 720p versus 1080p. Enjoy, and we'll be right back after this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio. This is Gamertag Radio.
What's good, man? This is Paul, a.k.a. Philosophy from New Jersey.
Hey, Godfrey, it's Brian from Battlemaster, New Zealand.
Hey, what's up? This is AJ. What's up, Godfrey? Just want to say keep up the great work. You have the best podcast.
Hey, guys, my name is Cole from Pennsylvania.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? My name is Kyle. I'm calling you from San Diego, California.
My name is Javier from Miami.
Hey, guys, this is Nelson calling from Carson City, Nevada.
Hi, guys, Karina here. Thank you for making us feel like we've been a part of this for a long time.
What is up, guys? This is Gianvito Toscano from Milan, Italy. Big fan of the show. I just want to thank you guys for all the entertainment you provide us every week. And I always listen to the show while driving to work. It's really interesting, really fun.
Yo, what up, Gamertag Radio? This is Patty from Adelaide, South Australia.
What's up, Godfrey? Pete Rock in Paris. For the first time, you're listening to the voice of TJ here. We are living in the countryside of North Germany, near the cities of Bremen, Bremerhaven, and Oldenburg.
Hey, what's going on, Danny? This is Keon again, calling from Baltimore. I just, this message is not any question or anything like that. This is more of a thank you, Danny. I just want to thank you guys for being very consistent with the podcast.
This is Garth Wolf calling from Columbus, Ohio.
So my name is Jeff from DFW, Texas.
Hey, Gamertag crew. My name's Nathan from Ohio. First time caller, long time listener.
This is Tom from the United Kingdom.
Danny, you can only return the digital if you buy an Xbox. You can call in. The game is crap. Stop sword and shielding it.
Hey, guys. My name's Nelson. I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and listening to your latest episode with Paris talking about PUBG and review scores. I don't know about PUBG. I haven't personally played it, so I can't tell you if it deserves a perfect 10. But I do agree that we need to do away with these review scores.
Hey, guys. It's Benny Corona. It's been a while since I've called in, so Pete, go ahead and crack open a beer.
Mike, aka Hungry Bear from Miami, Florida.
How's it going? My name's Jason. I'm from New Zealand. I'm a first-time listener to the podcast itself as well, so you guys are the first show I've ever listened to.
Hey guys, I'm back. It's your boy MM2K. Yeah, I'm back, even though Paris, last time I left the message, he was laughing at me, cracking jokes about the whole core gamer thing, you know. But that's all right, man. That's all right. I'm going to see you on Twitter.
Hey, guys. This is Kelly from Portland, Oregon.
This is George from Michigan.
Hi, my name is Daniel from Dolphin, Germany.
Hey, Gamertag. Robert from Virginia.
Hey, guys. This is Kendrick from St. Louis.
How you doing, GTR family? This is DeAndre calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Gamertag crew. This is Josh from Fargo, North Dakota.
Morning, Gamertag Radio. This is Damien from the Virgin Islands.
What's up, GTR? My name is Denko. I'm from Bulgaria, a small country in Europe.
Your boy Joel Hill, Boricua star from Puerto Rico. How are you doing? Good.
Hey guys, Joe from San Antonio here.
There, Gamertag Radio. This is Kevin from Ohio.
This is Kelly from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, this is David from Baltimore, Maryland, and I have like a question for Paris.
Hey guys, big fan of the podcast. Start listening a couple of months ago. My name is Dan from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, this is Francisco Garcia from Los Angeles, California.
Good moment, GTR. This is Joe Coleslaw from the Discord chat.
Hey, good morning, GTR crew. This is at MuchMuch in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, guys. It's Devin from Scotland.
Gamertag Radio. My name is Dylan. I'm from New Hampshire.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Mike from Minneapolis.
Hello, GTR crew. Spaz here. You know the one with the X's and I's nonsense?
Hey, Gamertag Radio. My name is Tondi, and I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Hey, guys. This is Anton, and I just want to say you guys are doing an awesome job with the show.
Hi, GTR crew. This is a Puerto Rican, so Paul Atreides from Twitter.
Hey, Gamertag Radio, this is Jake from Arizona.
This is Eustace from the 412, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey, guys, how's it going? This is Anton from Dallas.
Hey, Gamertag crew, it's Lauren from Mississippi.
Hey, Danny, Pete, and Paris, this is Juan coming in from New York, New York.
Hey, Gamertag Radio, what's going on? My name is Garrett from Washington, Indiana.
This is George from New Jersey. I've been listening to you guys for a few years.
Hey, guys, this is Joe Arroyo from San Antonio.
I'm fairly new to your show. I just started listening to it on Spotify.
My name's Tom. I'm a longtime listener.
Hey, Gamertag Radio. This is Mark Brown
out of Woodstock, Georgia.
Hey, what's up, Gamertag Radio? This is Kendall from Missouri.
First of all, just want to say love what you do. Big fan of the show. My name is Tomas.
Hey, guys, from GTR. This is Anthony, straight from La Isla del Encanto, Puerto Rico.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Eric out of Texas here. Been listening to the show for about 11 months now.
Hey, Gamertag Radio crew. It's Phoenix of the Phoenix Podcast.
This is your friend, Tyrone Hawk, over the way from Caracas, Venezuela.
Hey, GTR team. It's Michi Diaz in the house.
Hey, what's going on, all you Xboxers? Raven Homicide here, and I am here at GameStop in Fort Pierce, Florida, and we got a pretty good crew out here.
Hey, what's up, Gamertag Radio? This is Thunderbird 614, and I'm a long-term listener. I've been with you guys since at least the, I think, 2007, 2008, around that period, listening faithfully.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I want to leave this on SpeakPipe just to, again, apologize. I didn't mean to come across like an on Twitter, but after getting the animated GIFs, or GIFs, as the creator would call them, and the responses about being done with the conversation, I didn't mean it to go that route. What I was trying to say was I thought that the caller had a valid point outside of the fact that he said the words console wars. That was it. And I had a bad day at work, so I heard that. I started tweeting. I tried to back off on it multiple times, and then people started to come at me. And that's fine. I get it. It's Twitter. I've done it before, too. All I wanted to say is please listen to my other voicemail that I tweeted at you guys that you can listen to. It's about 5 minutes. Don't play it on the show. I don't even want an acknowledgement of the fact that you listened to it, really. It was just about the fact that Microsoft has continued to be visible where Sony hasn't. And that kind of business marketing is worth talking about on your show, in my opinion, because we turn to your show because you are attached and close to the business. That's all, man. Anyway, I apologize once again.
When I say Gamertag, you say radio. Gamertag!
Radio!
Gamertag!
Radio!
Gamertag!
Radio!
You know what? I think I just throw it to the crowd and see what happens.
Gamertag,
what up, y'all? You're now in tune to the sounds of Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 408. This is Godfrey, and also we have Pete Rock up in here. What's going on, sir?
What up? I'm doing all right.
And we also have our official community manager of Gamertag Radio, David Tusslai. David, how you doing, sir?
Not bad. I'm kind of replacing three people at once: Paris, Mandy, Poston.
Do you think Paris is scared of you?
That's well, you know, he was supposed to record with us, and then all of a sudden, like an hour beforehand, he's like, "Oh my." Is going to let me record. So I think he's secretly scared of being on the same podcast as me.
I think so too. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to him. So yeah, guys, wow, just a couple weeks till the next gen consoles comes out officially to the public. Well, I can't
first,
wait. You know
the
what?
The first of two.
Wait, yeah, but what about I'm very the one excited. That came out a year ago?
Steam? That counts too.
Oh, what, my PC game, my PC
Wait,
gaming machine. Yeah,
you're talking about the one that has
the one that's gathering
the best
dust on your
the
floor
best,
right now.
Not really. The one that has the best launch lineup so far for the holiday season.
Yeah,
that
I'll agree
was pretty
with
good.
Because yeah, it's the only one. It's the only one.
It's still there.
Whatever. My Steam box is still better than your Wii U. Okay.
Whatever. I'm loving my Wii U, man. It's awesome. All right, guys, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Check out our past shows. Post your comments, feedback, all that good stuff. And also give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. Email us, fanmail@GamertagRadio.com. And Also, download our app. It's free. You get to hear David Two Slides and Mandy's show Backlog, exclusively only for those that have the app. Also, GTR Overtime and basically all the shows. It's easier. It's mobile. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go to our website. You just get to hear from there.
Play anytime you want to hate us, we're in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I have a couple things we want to talk about. I think we should talk about this nonsense that's been going on for the past few days. The 1080p versus 720 for next gen. Jesus Christ. What's up with this drama, guys? Like, do you actually care? Because I really want to know what's your opinion, P, because I know you're very picky when it comes to the whole HD stuff. And
I'm picky about the HD stuff, and let's quantify this first. I much prefer 720 and 1080p is negligible on a game because you have so many things going on. My main concern is 30 frames per second versus 60 frames per second. You know, that's the difference between the Battlefields and the Call of Duties, where the Battlefields look a little sketchy, whereas the Call of Duties are butter smooth with their gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Going back to this, people complaining about whether it's 720 or 1080p. Most, and I don't say most people, but I want to say about 75% of the United States. I can't speak on the world, but about 75% of the United States has an HD TV, and that's bare minimum is 720 at their house. Right? When you're watching, for example, a sports broadcast, that's the one thing that's always guaranteed to stream in 720 to your TV. That's why even if you have a 1080p and you got a you've got the 4K, you know, $6,000, you know, 1080p machine, you know, TV in your living room, when you're watching sports, there's a lot of times you're going to catch some artifacts on there because the 720 stream just doesn't, you know, for some reason show well on a 1080p machine, on a 1080 screen. So
unfortunately, it's a little hard to compare TV
to a video game,
because the video game, you got a direct connection into the system, while cable actually relies on compression and stuff to get it over the lines.
Right. So,
yeah. Well, I want to say something very quick.
Go for it.
Like, the thing is, we had this little debate on, I wish Paris was here, but we had a little debate during our Google Hangout, Gamertag Radio staff chat. And I mentioned this to Paris. I'm like, look, man, I'm buying a system because I want to play the game. I'm not buying it because I want to see like resolution and like all the graphics. I want to have fun. If that particular game has some like high resolution, like the graphics is good, more power to them. That's great. But my focus is the actual game. I want this to be fun. I could care less about that stuff. So all this nonsense about like, oh, does it have 1080p or 720? I really don't care, man. Like, as long as playable, there's no crazy bugs and it's fun, I'm all for it.
I think a lot of that comes from the recent popularity of games like Minecraft, Terraria, maybe even to a. And I don't want to. I think those are the two that probably come to mind first. When you think
mainstream stuff.
Games that have hit the mainstream, games that are, you know, I guess globally accepted as, you know, successful IPs that don't require a 720 or a 1080p. I mean,
no.
You've got 8-bit, you know, you've got people running around in a 3D, you know, in a 3D environment, 8-bit, you know, chopping up pieces of wood and concrete and dirt.
It comes down to the content instead of the way it is delivered.
Had this been, I want to say, 3-4 years ago, before the Terrarias and the Minecrafts hit,
and you know, just all the like
hit,
the 2D
the general public,
RT scrolly games, they've always been good.
I don't think it would have been as successful had it not been for these two. And that, I think, plays a lot to that theory of, you know, does it have to be visually stunning? Does it have to be, you know, millions of colors and pixels? Personally, for me, I mean, yes, have I gotten lost and wasted many hours on either Minecraft or recently? Yes, here's my late pass for Terraria. Thank you to my friend Dan. but have had it not been for those, I would still be that jaded, oh, it's an 8-bit game. I left that back, you know, back in the 80s, you know? It's still something that's the first thing that's going to hit you when you first put that disc in or you first hit, you know, run on the icon. Is it visually pleasing to the eye? And if it's not visually pleasing to the eye, that sometimes gives you that negative connotation about a game even before you touch the gameplay experience. So sometimes that is important.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example about this past generation that we, you know, with the whole Wii, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. The Wii has, I think, sold over 100 million units worldwide, more than that, PlayStation 3, more than Xbox 360. And the reason why is people got to see the technology, and it was just a very brand new type of experience and the way how you play that although the mainstream people that you could call them casual gamers, I say, they bought the Wii because it was like, wow, this is something different. They didn't bought because they wanted to get HD graphics, because there it is, the 360 and PlayStation 3. You know what I'm saying? And it sold a lot of units.
The Wii brought something new to the market, though, that nobody had ever seen before, which was the motion controls.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Unfortunately, these new consoles aren't really bringing anything new to the gameplay or you know, just the land of area. It's the same experiences that we are getting now, but they're just going to be prettier and more connected to the internet, more sociable. So there's nothing to distract from that whole 720, 1080p difference.
Yeah, no. But the reason why I mentioned that, David, the reason why I mentioned that is because the reason why they bought this was because of the motion controls. And you know, everybody's going crazy with this whole, you know, resolution crap. And I think that the majority of the people, they don't care.
I think it also had to do with price.
They don't really care about that.
It goes back down to the Paris theory price.
Yeah, and you know, if people saying they're paying $100 more for a less resolution, then it comes a issue to some people.
Yeah. Well, remember too, guys, that let's just say that Call of Duty does have that issue with the 720 stuff. Let's just make believe, you know, that's not Microsoft's fault. That's Activision. That's the developers that worked
not necessarily
on that game.
Because the word on that is that it's the three. Yeah. It's the Xbox One version that.
But
does
no.
It
but 720. This is why. But this is why I'm mentioning this, though, Pete. Because the thing is, like when the PlayStation 3 came out, it was a lot easier to develop games on the 360, and it took a while for developers to actually understand how it is to work on games. To develop games on a PlayStation 3. So imagine right now, maybe there's some developers that are having a hard time developing games for the Xbox One, and it's a lot easier now for the PlayStation 4. But the thing is, it's going to take some time. It took time also for the PlayStation 3, and look, they have some great titles. Like,
my whole issue is when the PlayStation 3 had those issues, everybody was coming out saying Sony wasn't doing a good enough job going out to developers to help them out, while Microsoft was sending people to always help them out with the 360 and programming of it. And I don't from this generation, where maybe Microsoft isn't helping these developers get the most
that's
out of the system.
But that's you thinking that way. It's not like officially they're not helping them. That's what you think. But let me tell you this. I know people within the industry that works at Microsoft that have been going to developers, helping them how to develop games on the new console. And I see all the time on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a perfect example. E, that works for Xbox Live, over there at Microsoft, he goes all the time to meet up with Respawn to help them out with the online matchmaking and the old online service of the Xbox One for the new game, Titanfall. Like, they're doing their job. They're doing the job. The thing is, people are just coming up with these crazy conspiracy theories. They don't know what the hell is going on behind the scenes. There's some stuff that we're talking about that we probably don't know behind the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think people should just take a chill pill and just relax and let the freaking console comes out. And then you could say whatever you want, because right now there's a lot of crazy theories out there, man. It's not the official, you know, like the official thing yet. You know what I mean?
Right. And I have like a perfect example. I have a mid-range gaming PC hooked up to my TV, which is only 720p. So I'm running these current gen titles on my gaming PC at 720p, and they look at least five times better than the current consoles. So I don't think people will be disappointed no matter what system they get. If that's all they know is a console gaming space, I think they'll be set.
Exactly. Well, there is potential, guys, because look, Forza is 1080p. I believe just yesterday they confirmed that NBA 2K14 for the next-gen consoles, not PC, only the next-gen consoles, they also 1080p. You know, there's games out there that it is going to be officially 1080p. It's just up to the developers. That has nothing to do with Sony or Microsoft. Like, yeah, they have the software, they have the hardware, but it's up to the developers to see if they can manage to create games with that resolution. You know what I'm saying? It might be easy, it might be tough, but it's all up to them. You know, so this whole war crap, I don't care, man. And you know what? Like, if it's 720p, let's just say, are you going to be disappointed not buy Call of Duty Ghosts? Because I know you're a huge fan of Call of Duty.
I haven't.
Because you're not
going to
buy.
Yet. Hold on.
No. But I'm just saying. Let's say you are buying an Xbox One, right, Pete? Okay. And because I know for a fact you're not going to buy for the current gen consoles. I know that for a fact. You're either going to buy for the PC or for the next gen consoles. One of the two. Let's say it's 720, Pete, and you already pre-order your console. Are you not going to buy that because it's 720?
That's not the only reason I'm going to buy the Xbox One console.
No, but I'm just giving an example because I know you're a huge Call of Duty fan.
Yeah, but Pete is a bad example because the reasons he plays Call of Duty is to play with those people he...
With his friends.
His ex-clan mates, too. So it's a totally different experience.
Half of those people... And you know what? I haven't played Call of Duty in... Wow, since before Saints Row.
Are you going through a withdrawal?
Okay. Well, you are trying out a lot of different new things, you know what I'm saying?
You know, so I actually have to reach out to them and say, hey, what are you guys doing? You know, and I don't even know if I'm going to play it. I mean, it's gotten to that point now where it's like, am I going to pick it up? If I do pick it up, I will more than likely pick it up on 360 at the beginning just to play it. Because I'm still not sold on whether I want to buy it for if I'm going to pick up the Xbox One yet. Maybe later.
I don't know, man.
Maybe.
I'm buying because I'm
I can
just
tell
a
you in 2014.
Guy, you know
if I don't already have it in 2014, I will pick it up first quarter 2014.
Mm-hmm. Because it seems like March is that timeline.
Yeah, because of I want to play the Titanfalls. I want to play Watch Dogs. Obviously, you know it's been pushed back now. I want to play the Divisions. I want to play those games.
Are you going
to
try Destiny 2 or no?
I'll try it because you know. Although yes, I am. I. Everybody knows I'm not the biggest Halo person. I've always loved the story arc, and I've always followed the books. And you know, and hell, even though I'm not the biggest fan, I'm usually buying the game within, if not day one, the first week to play at least a single player campaign to continue on with the legacy and see what it's all. So to see what else Bungie can do, hell yeah, I will be there. I will buy the game. I may not be their biggest supporter, but I'll be there. I'll give it the thumbs up. But I don't know if I'm going to pick up an Xbox One 2013. 2014, yes. Not this year, though. I don't know. I'm still up in the fence. I don't know. I still have my pre-order.
I'll tell you this, B. Like, the reason why I'm buying it is because, you know, of course, I'm a fan, and I just want to get new. I just want to get something new. Like, you know, it was either a PlayStation 4 or see. Like, look, I'm going to be straight up weird with you guys. My PlayStation 3 is out. We rented out this storage area because I have way too many games. So I put all my stuff there, all my gadgets. I only kept the Wii U because, yeah, of course, it's more recent. I've been getting like a lot of games for that. I have my 360 there. But once the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 comes out, dude, I'm putting my 360 to the storage, and I'm just going to straight only play the new consoles. That's it. Like, I'm completely done. Like, the only game I'm playing now is Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, but that's it. I think I'm just done for this generation.
So you don't have any interest in like Gran Turismo or Dark Souls 2?
No, I'm just gonna play next gen games. That's the only thing I'm gonna be playing. And I'm just I'm excited. You know, I'm going to New York in a couple of weeks. I'm gonna be there during the week that they're gonna be releasing the console, and I know they're gonna probably have something up there in New York. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just gonna just have fun, man. Like I feel like people are not having fun nowadays. Every day is either complain. Like, who cares if you buy a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox? I mean, a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One. Like, as long that we're having fun and there's competition and these guys are releasing some great content, that's what I'm all about, man. Like, I want to have fun. This is a great time to be a gamer, man. I don't want to be freaking depressed every day and just mad at the world because of...
Stop justifying your purchase. Just enjoy what you have. Don't worry about what everybody else has.
Yeah, and don't basically diss somebody else because they have a system opposite of yours. Like, come on, man. Like, that's not... The gaming community has gone, like, so fanboyish lately. Like, it's like...
I think they're really...
It's
jaded.
Ridiculous, man.
It's really jaded now. People are either... They've actually taken sides. While it may have been prevalent a couple of years ago, you know, with the Xbox and the Sony Defense Force, as everybody...
No, go way back. What about Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis?
You like, think that but it was social fun. Media makes it so much easier for people to complain, though.
Yeah, I think it's a social media.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right with that stuff, man.
Because we didn't really have Facebook, and I think MySpace was like in infancy at that time.
I can't remember who said it in our chat, but can you imagine what that 2005 Xbox 360 launch would have been like had Twitter been around?
Oh my God, it would have been crazy. Would have been crazy.
Can you imagine what...
I mean, we had forums, and you see all kinds of like replies at that time. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Look, man, you guys could listen to like our past shows from like when the Xbox 360 came out. And even if you want to even go way back when the original Xbox came out, like, you know, people were just having fun, man. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that people just gotta like chill and relax, man. Like,
you know, and it's funny.
It's gonna be okay.
It's funny. That's the main reason why I left competitive gaming and the whole clan thing, because it stopped being fun. And it stopped being about the game. It was more about, oh, you know, personality differences and stuff. And it was just, we need to understand that day one, these are video games that we're talking about. And this is what a lot of us do to get away from the norm and get us into our personal comfort zone.
Yeah.
So entertainment.
None of this should be predicated on what your friends say or do, or what, you know, what the Ben Cucheras say on Twitter. No offense. I love you, Ben. Nothing personal. I just, you're one of the bigger names. So that's the first one that came to mind. You know, it's do you. You know, if that's what you want to do, it shouldn't matter what you or your friends or what anybody else on the internet says. If you want the 360, if you want the Xbox One, go get the Xbox One. If you want PS4, get the PS4. If you want both, and you're a baller like that,
more power to you.
And if you're Danny and you want the Wii U, be Danny.
And if you're Paris, go get an iPad.
Going iPad truly next gen.
So question, do you think he's gonna put like the Tampa Bay Bucks logo on his home screen?
No, it'll probably be Florida not. State.
No.
Yeah,
Florida
so.
State.
I thought so. he's gonna hear this, and we're not gonna hear the end of it. We had to throw the jab at him, though.
Yeah, exactly, man. So yeah, guys. So yeah, just have fun. So yeah, we're probably gonna be over there in New York. We'll keep you posted if we are planning to have like a coverage, you know, launch coverage live from New York, and you know, we'll post it on our site and stuff. So it's gonna be lots of fun, man. Let's see, another thing too that I wanted to talk about. Okay, so recently, I know I follow a lot of journalists on Twitter, and recently a lot of them have been like posting these tweets, like they're pretty pissed off, but nobody knows what it is.
Well, I think that's the wrong way to say it. It's the people in the industry.
In the industry. Industry of journalists.
Commenters that don't know.
Right. And I'll just say that this all came up right around when IGN posted a picture of a PS4 invite launch party / review event. It just seemed to coincide right there.
Okay. So look, I'll say this. Look, I know what it is. I'm not gonna say what it is because I just don't want certain people that mention this to me to get in trouble. But all I'm gonna say is November is gonna be a very interesting month, and I'm just gonna leave it just like that. So I'm just like, I wish I could talk about it more, but I without saying what it is, Pete, do you blame the journalists?
I see both sides of the argument, and it's kind of hard for us to discuss this on the show
without saying what it is,
without giving it. So if I do it or if David does it, it doesn't get you in trouble, you know?
No, I know, but I just, you know, the person that mentioned it to me, privately.
But we're not putting them out there like that.
I just don't want to start. I don't want to start. No. Because people are gonna be like taking sides. I'm not about that. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is that it's gonna be a very interesting month, and let's see how this plays out. Maybe people are just overreacting. Like, never know. I'm sorry, I can't mention it though. Anyways, whatever. Let's move on. Another thing. Oh, guys, I got to mention this because the new consoles, I believe both are going to be 500 gigabytes of hard drive. The hard drive is going to be the space like that, right? Yep. So I was like thinking, I've been saying this for months. I'm like, look, I'm going to go strictly digital. I don't feel like buying disc because I have so much crap that I need space in my house. So might as well just go digital. You know what I'm saying? So this person on Reddit went to GameStop, and I believe they already have cases of the certain games for the Xbox One that's coming out. And on the back, it says how much space you need on your hard drive. So I'm checking it out. He posted this. Dead Rising 3, you need at least 35 gigabytes of space for installation. Rise, the Son of Rome, 47 gigabytes of space. And Forza, which looks amazing, 35 gigabytes. Right? I'm planning to buy, I think, only like two of these games here from this list. Imagine if we try to get even more games. The hard drive is gonna like fill up really quickly for next gen. If I'm planning to go like all digital.
Quick question for you though.
Yeah.
How many games do you plan on playing at once?
At launch?
Just at once, because you can delete it if you're done playing it.
Yeah, but if the thing is,
what if you're
Do you want to know how many games? Do you know how many games I'm planning to buy? I'm planning to get for launch.
Yeah, but how many of them are actually retail copies? Because those are the ones that are going to be more space, like Crimson.
But that's
Dragon,
the thing. I'm
I
not
don't
buying.
Expect to be that.
No, no, it's going to be that's digital. That's strictly digital. But the thing is, I'm not planning to go to the store and actually buy a disc. I don't want that.
Make the difference between, because retail copies of games are usually mainstream games that are 30 plus gigabytes.
Okay, so
and then you got your downloadable only titles that are probably going to be around the 5 to 10 gig range.
So here's my question about that. Right?
Maybe a little bit more, maybe 15. Maybe
here's my question about that. So the Xbox One ships, actually both devices ship with a 500 gig hard drive. How much of that is usable storage because the files needed for the operating system are residing on the same hard drive? Right? So I have a 500 gig hard drive in my computer. 40 of that is reserved for the operating system. So I really don't have 500 gigs of available storage. It's actually 460, right?
Right.
And at that point, you start looking at the average size of each game. Those three that Danny mentioned, 35 to 40 gigs.
So we'll just say 40 is the average.
So let's say 40. That's about 100 games that you could have, 101 games that you could have on your machine.
No, you're doing your math wrong.
Okay.
You're doing your math. Yeah,
your math is way off.
Am I?
Way off.
40 gigs, that's like 10 to 12 games.
Okay, so 10 to 12 games. Okay, so my math sucks. Thank you, Vodka.
Congratulations, Pete.
Congratulations.
Your math sucks.
Because Vodka brought me on to do the math.
Okay, so. Yeah. All right, well, then that changes everything. I mean, so.
But again, the PS4. How many games are you playing on playing at the same time? You're going to play 10 games all at once?
Well, here's the thing.
No. But here's the thing, though.
Hold on. The PS4, okay. We talked about this on the chat. PS4, you can swap out your hard drive. And you can get, for $120, you can get a 1 terabyte drive instead of whatever comes, you know. And that's a 1 terabyte 7200 RPM drive, not the standard 5400 RPM drive that's usually sent out with laptops. The Xbox One doesn't give you that feature. You can't swap out that hard drive. They've already said it. It's non-user replaceable. They do have unlimited cloud storage.
But they also have the external HD support coming later next year.
But that's future. That's not day one launch.
How many times have we made fun of these launch lineups for nothing being there, though? Maybe this, you know, the whole external HD thing doesn't come about until there's actually games that we, as a general consumer, want to actually buy and start playing.
Yeah, like around the time when
if they get this out by March, I think it would be okay.
I think we're just trying to,
you know, make more a mountain out of a molehill with these hard drive sizes.
Yeah. Well, I tell you this. So, look, I'm planning to get the following games. I'm planning to get Forza, Dead Rising 3, Crimson Dragon, Peggle 2. I know Peggle 2 is not going to be much. I just want to get that because it's my thing. Killer Instinct, and maybe I forgot about this. NBA 2K14. And Battlefield.
So you could have all those games on your hard drive at once and still be okay?
I hope so. Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
No, you'll be okay. I'll be good.
I mean, two of those games
might take a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I heard Call of Duty Ghosts, I think, is going to take, 40-something gigs of space?
Yeah, but, Peggle? How much space did the first Peggle take up? It was, 60, 70
megabytes. That's nothing. I think that's going to be the game that's going to take the least amount of space.
Right.
And maybe after that, Killer Instinct.
Better sound files and stuff.
Yeah. After that, I think Killer Instinct probably not going to take that much. But then after that, Forza and all these games, yeah, it's going to take a lot of space, you know? But I don't know, man. It's just, I just find it crazy weird because when I got my first Xbox 360, it had 20 gigs of space. Now we have 500. That's nothing. That's nothing still now for nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Imagine the future, you know?
So in the future, it'll probably be all cloud-based.
Yeah, I think so. I just think that going digital, to me, it would be a lot easier, man. Less messy, you know?
Yeah, but then you also lose the whole trading in games for new ones.
No, well, there is rumors that you could also trade games online on the servers of Xbox Live and maybe PSN. I think they're both companies are planning to do that. You would get credit to buy certain games online digitally.
So you turn in your license. You turn in your license to play a game.
Yeah. So let's say you pay $60, right? Maybe you could sell it for $20 to $30 online and get that credit. I mean, that's not bad at all. I think that's going to be the future. At the same time, you know, Microsoft get a little percentage of that, but the majority will go to the actual company that made that game.
I think any little percentage that actually goes to the company that made the game would make developers a lot more open to that system.
Yep.
Because right now they're getting nothing for used games.
Yeah, at all. At all. You know, so yeah, just want to mention that very quick. Oh, by the way, guys, we have a great, great question. I'm going to post it right now. And I believe David and Pete Rock has a couple things to say about this. So let's play it right now.
What's up, Gamertag Radio crew? This is Thunderbird 614. It is now currently 2.5 weeks before the PlayStation 4 launches and 3.5 weeks before the Xbox One launches. And we're now finding out that you won't be able to play games or watch Blu-rays or even use your PS4 without an initial internet update. Will the gaming community react to this like they reacted when they got the news about Xbox One? Or will Sony get another pass? it will be nice to hear some of the members of Gamertag Radio respond live on your next podcast. So happy gaming and happy backtracking, ponies. Holla.
All right, David, I know you have a few things to say about this question.
Yeah, like as I was listening to it, I could already debunk the question. Is that day one patch for PS4 is only for the online features and to watch Blu-ray movies. You can play games offline day one on your PlayStation 4 without updating it. While the Xbox One, it's a necessary update on the first day if you want to play offline, online, anything. But I think you still
can. No, you could play online, but I mean that pop-up is going to come out automatically.
Well,
you know
yeah. Well, in order to do anything with your Xbox One when it comes out, except for probably watch movies, you have to do the patch. So there's kind of a difference between the PS4 and Xbox One in that regard. But like we were talking in the Hangout before, as long as it doesn't turn into what happened at the Wii U launch where people were waiting 2 to 3 hours for their system to update to play, then I think we're okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. But I understand where he's coming from because I feel that people are like not really complaining much about Sony's thing, but if it was Microsoft announcing this, they will be like picket signs and people complaining and screaming. Like I think people are taking sides with this too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, eventually you guys are gonna get the update, you guys are gonna play, but I think it was more about the whole like why people are not complaining about Sony type thing.
Yeah, because I don't really recall people complaining about the day one patch for Xbox One, mainly because everybody was celebrating that they got their way and the DRM was gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen the updates that they're the features that we're going to have on day one for the PlayStation 4?
Yeah, no? the game sharing and all that fun stuff.
Game sharing. Well, I think they are not going to have at launch the suspend and resume feature.
Ooh.
They're not going to have that on the PlayStation 4, but it's going to be available for the Xbox One.
If that's true, that's kind of bad because they did show that feature when they announced the console. They showed it in working, and if they don't have that at launch, that's kind of
coming out later. It's coming out later, but not for launch day.
That's just
which
weird.
which is kind of strange though. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's kind of strange. Pete, anything you want to say about that, Pete? About the question, or not really?
Not really. I mean, I'm pretty much same thing that what David said. I just don't think it's credible.
It's a yeah, right? Okay, cool. So we're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna keep it short for this week because we have a lot of things to do, guys, and eventually you guys are gonna get a lot of content. You know, later on when it gets to November, you guys are gonna be surprised with the stuff that we have planned. So. Just want to say, David, welcome, and thanks for joining us once again. And hopefully you could join us again in the future.
Yeah, that would be great to have you on. Better than just listening to the show and screaming at you guys while everybody looks at me like I'm a crazy man.
I know. But next time we have to have a debate between you and Paris. Like I would love to hear this, man. I mean, do you agree everything that he says about the whole, like, all about PC or
you
PlayStation 4?
I agree with probably 90% of what Paris says, and I can tell when he's just trying to push your buttons a little bit. It's just
no, I know. With
I,
me,
I like
it was,
to push
with
his
me
buttons
especially.
At the same time. It's just so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.